at a church in the southern French city of Nice on Thursday as a 21-year-old Tunisian who arrived in Europe just a few weeks ago, sources close to the inquiry have said. The suspect landed in late September on the Italian island of Lampedusa, where he was placed in virus quarantine by authorities before being released with an order to leave Italy. He arrived in France in early October, the sources said. The world is reacting to these three more killings of French citizens by knife attack, one an elderly woman who was nearly beheaded, according to French authorities. France's national security alert system has been raised to its highest level. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson offered support to the French people, as did German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Turkey strongly condemned these savage knife attacks as well. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan was among those calling for a boycott of French goods as anger grew over French President Emmanuel Macron's support of free speech in the past weeks, even if religion was the topic. The mayor of Nice said the methods used in these most recent killings match those used against the teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb after showing students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class discussion. A Saudi citizen wounded a guard in a knife attack at the French consulate in Jeddah on Thursday, state media and the French embassy said. In a statement, the embassy said that the assailant was apprehended by Saudi security forces. The guard was taken to hospital and his life is not in danger. Police in Mecca province, where Jeddah is situated, said the attacker was a Saudi, but it did not give the nationality of the guard, who they say had sustained minor injuries. This is VOA News. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi has cast her ballot in advance voting for general elections. This while the Southeast Asian country is experiencing a surge in coronavirus infections. Suu Kyi, whose title is state counselor and the country's president, both wore masks and gloves as they voted in Myanmar's capital. Measures are being taken to ensure social distancing at the polls on Election Day, which is November 8th. Tens of thousands of citizens living abroad have also already cast their ballots. The Election Commission has canceled voting in parts of the country troubled by unrest, saying free and fair voting could not be guaranteed. This has brought criticism from the UN, which says the political participation of minority groups could be hindered. Tanzania's main opposition presidential candidate Thursday declared he would not recognize the election result as key seats fell to the ruling party in a vote he said was marred by irregularities such as ballot box stuffing. Counting was ongoing on the Tanzanian mainland, while the semi-autonomous archipelago of Zanzibar, which elects its own president and lawmakers, announced the ruling CCM presidential candidate as victor. Tanzanian President John Magufuli took an early lead with just over a dozen constituency results announced by the Tanzania Election Commission out of about 264. The CCM has been in power since independence in 1961, but rights groups have decried a slide into autocracy over the past 5 years, marked by the repression of the opposition. Magufuli's main challenger, Tundu Lissu, declared the results trickling through as illegitimate and urged his supporters to demonstrate peacefully while asking the international community not to recognize the outcome. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko replaced his interior minister and named three security officials to new roles on Thursday, which analysts see as an attempt to tighten his grip on the country after nearly 12 weeks of mass protests. The man-appointed interior ministry has led the crackdown in Minsk on protesters as the head of police. Lukashenko also ordered the strengthening of armed volunteer militia units, which in theory already exist, but in practice have not played a role in the crisis up until now. Lukashenko's position appears more secure after a national strike call by the opposition failed to bring the economy to a halt this week. Security forces have arrested more than 16,000 people since a presidential election on August 9th, which the opposition and some Western governments say was rigged. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.